This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Ukraine's president said in his nightly address Thursday that he has stripped two top generals of their rank. Volodymyr Zelensky called the generals anti-heroes. The Ukrainian leader said he did not have time to deal with all the traitors, but gradually they all will be punished. Ukraine officials say Russian forces confiscated 14 tons of humanitarian aid contained in a convoy of 12 buses Thursday in southern Ukraine. The aid included medicine and food. One day after, Ukrainian officials said Russia had violated its promise to scale back military operations on the outskirts of the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. The U.S. and its Western allies met Russia's assertions with continued skepticism. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said Russia is deploying a similar tactic in the Donbas region.
According to our intelligence, Russian units are not withdrawing, but repositioning. Russia is trying to regroup, resupply, and reinforce its offensive in the Donbas region.
U.S. officials believe most of the repositioned Russian forces are likely headed to Belarus for supplies and maintenance before heading back into Ukraine, possibly to help Russian forces fighting in the eastern part of the country. The U.S. Treasury Department Thursday announced additional sanctions on Russia, this time targeting 21 entities and 13 individuals involved in the Russian technology sector, which U.S. officials say are involved in helping Russia evade already existing sanctions designed to prevent the country from accessing Western technology for military purposes. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. There is a bit of new information about what happened behind the scenes when actor Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has that story.
This latest detail comes from Will Packer, who directed the Oscars telecast. He says the LAPD was ready to take Will Smith into custody after he slapped Chris Rock on stage. Packer says police told Rock that the slap amounted to battery and that if the comedian had given the word, they were, quote, prepared to go get him. Packer says Rock insisted he was fine and was very dismissive of the idea of having Smith arrested, so much so that Packer asked the comedian to hear the police out before finalizing his decision. The interview with Packer was in a clip on ABC News. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Former White House aide Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of the former president Donald Trump, voluntarily answered questions by video link Thursday from the House panel investigating last year's assault on the Capitol. Kushner, the highest-ranking Trump advisor and the first family member to testify so far. The House of Representatives Committee is piecing together a detailed account of the events of the January 6th insurrection itself, but also of the plot by Trump allies to overturn the 2020 presidential election and the misinformation campaign, falsely claiming widespread fraud that led to the violence. Kushner was returning from Saudi Arabia on the day of January the 6th. The committee is approaching the end of its investigative phase and is planning public hearings this spring. The Muslim holy month of Ramadan, a time when Muslims abstain from food, drink, and smoking and other activities from dusk to dawn daily, begins at sundown Saturday in most parts of the world. At sunset, Muslims break the daily fast with the iftar, a meal shared with family and friends. Ramadan is the ninth month of the lunar Islamic calendar, and start and end dates vary each year. Fasting, one of the five pillars of Islam, is practiced by Muslims to achieve a greater consciousness of God. The other pillars include praying, giving alms, professing one's faith, and going on a pilgrimage to the Mecca called Hajj. This year would be the largest Hajj since the global coronavirus pandemic restrictions were enacted 2 years ago. Ramadan ends on May the 1st. An embattled Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan rejected opposition calls for him to resign, accusing the U.S. of trying to topple his government as he faces a parliamentary no-confidence vote due on Sunday. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.